Small Pepper podcast for October, even though it's kind of December. But I'm really catching up now again. So this month, I thought I would do a tune called The Eavesdropper, which I learned from my dad. And it goes like this. One, two. Let's break it down into the constituent parts nice and steadily. So the first bar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'm doing a GDE. So the GDE, basically blipping first finger on my left hand, first finger on my right hand, ring finger on my left hand, and it gives you that blip, blip, blip. And that separates out the three A's. So bars 1 and 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bars 3 and 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And on that last B in that bar, you can either just play a high G grace note or play a B doubling. So the B doubling there are different ways of playing it. You can either go B, play the first finger of your left hand, blip, and then blap the rest of the fingers down, so you end up with. Or you can do. And I'm basically blipping the first fingers of both hands, so blip left, blip right, blip, 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 and that sounds. So bars 3 and 4 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's your choice. I don't really mind. And bars 5 and 6 go like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which is exactly the same as bars 1 and 2. And what I'm doing, I'm actually starting with the last note in bar 4. It's an anacrusis or an upbeat. So let's do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then to end the A part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And once more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again, you can either end it with a high G grace note, a blip of the left hand, or you can do a barrel, which just kind of means to swing around. And basically, I'm playing an A, and I'm swiping my pinky of my right hand down across the lower hole, and then back up again, and it sort of goes rah rah. So that sounds. So the last bar. Oh. Again, the choice is yours. We're quite relaxed on the Scottish small pipes, so as long as you're doing good solid grace notes, tend not to fix them so much. So here are the first four bars of the A part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the second half of the A part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now the whole of the A part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is very much like the A part, but instead of going down in the beginning to the low A, we're going up to the high A. We're going to do swipes with the thumb, so it's going to go EA up to an EA and then go swipe thumb up, swipe thumb down. Or if you prefer, you can do swipe thumb down, swipe thumb up. Doesn't really matter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I do swipe up, swipe down. Let's do that once more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then bars 3 and 4 are the same as they are in the A part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Bars 5 and 6 are the same as 1 and 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then bars 7 and 8 are the same as 7 and 8 in the A part. So to finish the piece. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now here is the first 4 bars of the B part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now here is bars 5, 6, 7, and 8 of the B part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now here is the whole of the B part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Play it all the way through, the whole of the piece, and as usual, I will put in a duet part. And this time we're going to play it just a little bit quicker. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eavesdropper, and we've not particularly recorded it on anything, or well, we recorded it a really, really, really long time ago when I was still playing on my old pipes with my sea chanter, and I probably shouldn't play us out with that, but I'm going to anyway. So this is the Eavesdropper from a really, really old, long time ago album when I'd not been playing for very long. So enjoy this little sneaky peek into my past. I hope you've enjoyed listening, hope you've enjoyed the tune, and catch you next time. Bye.